Okay, podcast. I'm on the video. I'm watching the video. It says hip-hop has a clone problem. A comment on that video said it best. Hip-hop doesn't have a clone problem. It has an idiot fan problem. That man Gucci Mane been in jail for like, what, 2-3 years? So clearly this dude was losing weight. That fool has a fucking lean belly. Every rapper has that lean belly. And he decided to just be healthy and change. And like I told you, I spoke about this a few times on this podcast, how fans do that stupid shit. Like, for example, if you remember from 2018, 19, 20, that I had dreads, right? And let's say, for example, dreads and a tattoo. Let's say, for example, I cut my hair. Because remind you, I always have my hair cut a lot prior to me having dreads. And let's say I cut my hair off. And then all of a sudden you see me, Mike is a clone. Or this, if you only remember, the last time you ever saw me was when I was 19, 20, because I was very skinny. And then you see me now, I'm hefty. I got dreads with a tattoo on my arm. You don't say, he's a clone. This is not the Mike that I know. And that's a problem. Like, fans are stupid. Look at Eminem. Eminem is damn near 60. He's not going to stay in his fucking 20s forever. And these fools honestly believe this shit. The fact that Benzino used as a fucking, this is fucking corny. Now, and I guess the person who started that shit was this dude talking about Gucci Mane, you know? And then all of a sudden, you're like, hey, rappers are clones. People are retarded. They're dumb. And the fact that people have to sit there and make a YouTube video about it to take it seriously is even more dumb. Like, you changed your appearance a couple of times, clone. It's even stupid as if you get an X amount of numbers on your fucking, let's say, Instagram following. People will sit there and say that you sold your soul. I have a cousin that thinks like this. He's crazy. He thinks he's part of Death Row Records. He's not. He thinks that he's a rap manager. He's not. As soon as he fucking seen that I got like 1,000, like, I was already at 700 to begin with. So once he saw I had like almost 1,000, I got like 1,000 from promoting my music, he thought I sold my soul to Illuminati. I'm not even famous. And see, that's the fucking issue. Like, when I see people who say these type of things, they're usually on drugs or usually have a mental problem. Because people don't ever see that. But whatever. It's stupid. It's dumb. So anyway, Gucci Mane's a new song. Look in the comments. Someone says, oh man, Gucci Mane. Unpopular opinion. Gucci Mane really hasn't been hitting since he came out of jail. And the key thing that he says is, well, he adopted to the new sound. Keep in mind, he kind of like inspired the new sound. Because it hasn't changed since Gucci Mane. You know, he said before he came out of jail, the sound that he had, that he's a baby freaky girl, that Lemonade song, nigga, that sound, that trap sound, he was on that new trap wave beforehand. That wave has not left since then. And you want to sit there and say his music hasn't changed because he adopted a new sound that he pioneered. That's what I'm good about fans. How can you adapt to a sound that you have pioneered? That makes no sense to me. And what makes this shit even worse, don't y'all be telling artists to adapt to a new sound? Don't you rap coaches be trying to, you know, disguise it as evolution when a rapper adapts to a new fucking modern sound? Cat scratching on my thing. A slight cat is scratching on my new thing. I knew I'm solo. So I'm like, no. You tell us all the time, if you're not adapting to a new sound, you're not evolving. If you're not adapting to a new trend, you're not evolving. You got rap coaches, you have fucking independent radio stations, all telling artists to adapt to the new sound. Adapt to the trap beats. Trap beats is not a problem. I have songs that are inspired by a trap. That's not a problem. But the flow, the triplet flow that's been played out for decades, and you got rap coaches constantly keep preaching artists to do that flow, which makes no goddamn sense. So,
to me, that shit is fucking stupid.
me to another. And then another thing too, I was on TikTok. It's about to be banned soon, so
get used to it.
It's like an American buyer, get it, but whatever. So anyway, I was on TikTok. And
I was trying to give real rap advice and shit like that.
You're talking about like, he said, we said try not to be too different, but be different. Don't try too hard to be unique. So basically, be familiar, but yet not too familiar.
Y'all
really giving up these little advices are funny to me. Because you're funny to me. You're very funny to me. Just like how, you know, people tell me every time, like, okay, I sent a song to Dorky, right? The song was called Drifting. Because this is just shows to me that y'all care more about the beat than the artist. And keep in mind, everyone in the chat love Dorky did not. He's alright. You can do better than this. You can do better than this. Keep in fucking mind, I love that song because I've always, when I first got the beat in 2020, damn, I wish it was longer. And I have another one with Swizz, and I get that out the way too. But because he's so used, it's not me, my pigeonhole. You're so used to one sound of mine that if I were to do anything different, it's a problem. They're like, oh, but you're not, I'm not adapting, is a difference. I'm not adapting to a new sound because I'm being told to. I'm adapting to a sound because I want to. You dig? Or I'm changing my sound because I want to. Not because, like, even when we come out to, like, this is what I'm trying to say. If I'm choosing to rap on a experimental beat that I like, I'm going to do it because I like the beat. And it goes down to the way that you do the hooks. I mean, I have a song, Hide and Seek. And I like the song. And I like the song. I do really like the song. And what happened was, I just sung a hook. This is me going back to the old me, not this new me that y'all think, oh, Mike Bean, no, oh, he's, no, nigga, that wasn't how the fuck I was making my music. When I did Boom Bappy Rap, that was in spurts. And yes, I'm singing the hook. I'm like, these fools like to play hide and seek. And then they, for the first time in a while, I'm actually having fun recording music. I know this too with fans and critics. Y'all don't like when artists have fun with music, don't you? Yeah. Y'all complaining about rappers not having a personality in their fucking music. But however, if they add too much of their personality, it's corny and fringe. Check out my podcast, how I feel about that shit. Understand? Every time when an artist steps out their comfort zone, like you always encourage them to do,
problem.
Let's be real with it. You don't want artists to do anything different. You pinching hold them. Like this song, Hide and Seek, I could have rapped the hook, but it didn't do what it sounded like. And then last time I did that was on this one song, I forgot the name. It's recent. And this is when someone was like, man, Cocaine should have been on the fucking hook, bro. Like, I can just call up Cocaine at any moment and tell them to come up and record a song. How the fuck that goes? Or are this. So Sugar Free should have been on here. Okay, cool. But if I had a fucking beat pack that had these two artists on there, and I bought, you know, spend more money to get the stem, which means now I got their vocals. I can put their vocals on any beat, take their vocals, add them to the beat. Then what? You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. You swear that you don't like these Anodamonis and DJ Flip can off these features with these rappers that are broke because fans left to make up bullshit. They do. So when Lil Wayne, who's very rich, chooses they choose to have him on a Anodamoni beat pack, you think he broke? No, it's because you got too many garbage rappers. Let's be real. Fans think any rapper that's underground is garbage. Because they think like the algorithm thinks. They think like numbers.
But in the era of now, where if you're good
at rapping technically, you're not good song-wise. So if you can't make a hit song, you're not good. That's how these niggas think. This is what labels sound like. It's not what fans sound like. Nails swerving down. Fans been thinking like this, nigga. I grew up in the 90s. I never seen not one fan think like this. I was there, my nigga. In the early 90s to the 2000s, I have never seen a fan, even in the blogger era, I've never seen a fan hear an artist and think this should be a hit. You should be focusing on hits. I've never seen a fan or another artist from 2007. You should sound like everybody else on the fucking radio. If anything, everyone was on hip hop side saying, yeah, fuck the Soulja Boys. Fuck the Soulja Boys. You know what I'm saying? This is real hip hop right here. It was majority of fans thinking like that. Now everything switched. Now it's reversed. Now fans are shitting on lyrical rappers, calling rappers like Janar Lucas corny for making a song about drug addiction, which I think is corny as fucking self. How you gonna call someone corny for making a song about a drug abuse? How you gonna call someone corny for making a song about anything that is deep like that? It's not that deep. And they became so super like, you know, like really, like it's hard to explain how fans are when it comes down. So they gotten so into like, you know, the nuance of what you're saying and how it's being said and how complex the fucking message is. If it's too cliche, if it's using cliche bars, if they're a rapper themselves that they claim that they're supposed to, they look at every single nick and cranny of how the fuck you're writing, which is stupid because every rapper is different. But in their fucking morbid mind, if I sound like a fucking skilled rapper, I'm supposed to rap at this fucking goddamn high pedestal, which we know is not the case. He's rapping at a high pedestal using a lyrical, miracle, spherical, which is fucking corny as fucking self. That's the equivalent of calling a fucking a kid who likes to read a nerd from kids who act like they're popular and cool when they're really not. They can't beat them fucking selves. So that's what I see it as, man. It's just stupid to me. And if you fucking dumb it down, it's no. Shut up. Like, for real, y'all let a whole bunch of fucking melodic rappers get away with singing off key and off beat. I'm over here singing to the melody of the fucking damn, like in perfect harmony. Da 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 da. Right on beat, right in the melody, right on beat, and right in the pocket of the melody. But because of the sound, you don't sound good singing because y'all have gotten so attached to melodic rap. I told you it's an idiot problem. Like if you like melodic rap, that's fine. When you make that such the standard to the point where if a rapper is not doing it, it's like how y'all got that killer mic.
His album is trash. There's no melodics.
Y'all sound like the Grinch. And he come with no packages. He come with no boxes. He come with no bags. That's what you sound like. Like everyone's a melodic rapper, my nigga. And my killer Mike, just for me. Another thing too, they're lazy listeners. And since my favorite rapper, Master Ace pointed out, it's the truth. You're lazy listeners. Lazy. You want everyone to sound the same. So you can't be talking about Western artists being unique. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired. All you rappers, when they ask you, what is the name? And I hate this question. We always ask this question. It's the most cliche question ever. It's funny. I hate cliches, right? But y'all, I hate cliches in rap. But y'all don't mind someone asking that same old cliche question. Who's your top five? Who's your top five? What do you feel about hip-hop today? You know people are going to not tell you how the fuck they really feel. Their reputation is fucking a hole. They can't tell you that today's hip-hop is fucked up because you don't get the kids to hate them. They can't say that it's not fucked up because old heads who don't like new rappers going to say, he's not saying what he really feels. Niggas are so dumb. Even if you say what you really feel, they think it's not. Even if you say what you really feel from the heart, they will still sit there and think that it's wrong. Like J. Cole apologizing. We knew that fool didn't feel like making a motherfucking diss track. He was pressured to make a diss track. And people, and didn't about it, people knew. It sounded like someone put a gun to his head and told him to do it. Labels, fans. Like, that's why it sounds like that.
When they say how they really feel,
oh come on man,
what the fuck? That's like you, and that's like someone's pushing you and your best friend to fight for no fucking reason, and then all of a sudden you at the middle, like right during the fight, like nah, I can't. This is my homeboy. I can't fight him. That's the homie. No, there's no animosity against me and him, so why are we fighting? And then as soon as you say that, come on, bro.
Come on, man. We want to see a fight.
That's some childish shit you asked me. Why did you got fans who upset about J. Cole apologizing and to the point
of using as a stupid meme now? When you see now, and every time you see rappers beef, now like,
these are rappers that beefed, didn't apologize.
I don't say apologize, they're not beefing me fucking more. Like, you don't see Jada, but not part. No, you made it seem like, see, I love when fans want to try to change the goalposts. You are attacking J. Cole for apologizing during a beef, okay? And y'all like to keep beefs going on and on and on. You like 50 Cent. Jada and 50 came to Jada's crib to apologize. Off camera. Okay? So, it is what it is. They gonna be grown. They don't sit right with your sword.
But he's talking all that fucking fly shit. Fly shit. He's the best and shit.
Even he was claiming he's the best. Y'all niggas still didn't even think he was the fucking best because of y'all kept holding on to the.
Hey! You know, I'll make you think that you're the shit because you can't outthwart me, bars.
Get over it. Every rapper in the game, if you've been recording a lot of music, you're going to have some duddy songs. It is what it is. You're obsessing with artists being perfect is what recording itself. Like, that's like expecting a basketball player to make every single shot and not miss. They miss one shot.
Come on, man, you ass.
But once he gets back on the road and really back shooting them shots, hey! That's the most fakest shit. But it's like with fucking Logic. You know, Logic does his thing, but, you know, people hate him because he's also about he's biracial. What's more corny, him saying it or you keep making videos pointing it out? Here's what it is.